Oh, Father God, we bless your name and we thank you that we have a space to lift your name and to bring our petitions. Thank you for the power that you give to us that's flowing through our bodies, our spirits, our veins, God. With this power and the voice, Father God, we can decree and declare. And today we decree and declare that we are more than overcomers, Father God, for we are triumphant in every situation that we walk through. We decree and declare that God is ours and we are his. We decree and declare that anything that we say is law, for we have the power to decree and declare things. We decree and declare that we are healed of the Lord. For this body is not ours, and as our mind thinketh, so are we. So we walk in healing, for by your stripes, Father, we are healed, Father God. We decree and declare that there's right network that we're walking into like it's a cloud, and we're walking into it, and it encompasses us, right network of people, and we decree and declare that we are the lenders and not the borrowers, because the monies are just effects, Father God, but people shall come to us to find their way to you. And we are this financial blessings even to them, Father God. We are a word to them, and we decree and we declare that power. We decree and declare that no weapon that is formed against us will ever prosper. And whatever the devil tries to send our way through people or things, that we rebuke it, cancel it out. And matter of fact, we're sending it back because we got that type of power. We decree and we declare that we have sight beyond sight, and we can see things that will bring blessings, and we can see things that try to come against us, and we curse it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want, for all that the Father has is ours. So we don't beg, for we already are that thing that we desire to be. We decree and declare that as we are here as vessels open, that God moves and breathes through us. And we decree and declare that we are life, and we're living life more abundantly. We decree and declare that every tear is dried up, and for the tears, now we have happy smiles and we have laughter. We traded that in, Father God. Lord, this is your will, that we walk in grace and we walk in mercy and we walk in love. We decree and declare that the windows of heaven are open, and all that we desire is just ours. We're reaching up and we grab it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line so we can speak in our heavenly tongue.
La vaca de Dios soto con la vaca la base de día la vaca se ve Dios soto. Preche la vaca para Dios la vaca vaca se ve Dios la vaca vaca sha. Mide le Dios soto la vaca la vara de ese que Dios soto la vaca la base de Dios la vaca. Mide le Dios la vaca la vara de ese que Dios soto la vaca la base de Dios la vaca.
Para Prophet William.
Thank you,
Prophet Lord. William Richards.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Glory to God. Thank you, God. Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this day of thanksgiving, God. You are so awesome in our life, Father God, and we thank you for blessing us. Thank you for waking us up with a mind to serve you, Father God. Thank you for building our faith, Father God. Thank you for the miracles that we see and we can demonstrate as we participate in our miracles, Father God. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for the prophets that bring life through the word that you bring through them, Father God. And we thank you for everything that you've been doing, Father God, in this hour. We thank you for each and every one of the people on this line tonight, Father God. You know their names and their faces, Father God, for they are yours, God. And you know every situation in their life, Father God. And we're touching and agreeing with them for healing, for prosperity, Father God. Financial breakthrough in their lives, Father God. Release from prisons, Father God, whether it be in their mindset, Father God, whether it be bondage, Father God, whether it be a fear, Father God, or whether it be a relative, Father God, in a prison system, Father God. We bless your name and we thank you for freedom, Father God. We thank you for hearing the cry, Father God, as we reach out calling upon your name, Father God. We thank you, God, that we can trust in you, Father God, for we don't put our trust in man, but we put our trust in you and you move through man, Father God. We thank you for ordering our footsteps, Father God. We thank you because, God, you are our shepherd. We're not wanting for anything, Father God, and anything that we desire, we can have it, we can be it, Father God. For as we think it and as our faith is, then we shall have these things, God. We thank you for everything that's in divine order, Father God. We thank you for our leaders. We thank you for moving in a fresh wind of anointing that flows, Father God, over your people. Thank you for every ministry, Father God, that is there serving you, Father God, and all the prophets' words, Father God. Thank you for Bishop Jordan and Elder and Pastor Jordan, Father God, and moving through them, Father God. We hold them up, Father God, for you said pray for your leaders. And we thank you for Prophet Samson and all the prophets that are in a revival, Father God. We're thanking you for your move, the moving of the Spirit, the moving of the Spirit. And Father God, we're holding up young people today, any young person that is going through, Father God, bullying or any school system, Father God. We cancel out bullying. We cancel out racism. We cancel out bigotry. We cancel out the devil worker mind situation in and around us, Father God. For we are more than conquerors and we are powerful, powerful, powerful. God, we continue to give your name, the honor and the glory and the praise. Amen.
Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and they that dwell in it. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the currents. Who shall go into the mountains of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has lifted himself up to falsehood or to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully. Father God, we want to thank you again. We want to thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for ordering our step, dear Lord. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for letting us demonstrate your glory, oh God. We want to thank you, Lord, for the push, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for our health and our strength, oh God. We want to thank you, oh God, for completion, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for renewed energy, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for renewed strength, mighty God. We want to thank you, God, that our lips is to praise, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that our thought is to prayer, oh God. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for mantling our nation with thy wings of love, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us a cheerful heart, oh God. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for increased in faith, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, that we may decrease while you increase in our lives, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, that we find rest in you, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for guiding us into all truth, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for new possibilities, oh God. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for laughter, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, over our children, and over our loved ones and all around us, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet. We want to thank you, God, for your healing power, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for awareness, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for energy, motive, and motivation and inspiration in our lives, dear Lord. We want to thank you, mighty God, for strength, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for restoration, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for giving us a forgiving heart, oh God. We want to thank you, God, that nothing is hidden from us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for divine relationship. We want to thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for all your leaders all over the world, for directing them in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh God. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for the hope that you give, bring amongst communities that was affected by any devastation, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for granting them safety. We want to thank you, God, for giving them unshakable peace, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, dear Lord, for traveling mercies, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by land, air, or sea and keeping us safe wherever we may be, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for supporting us with your grace and keeping us mindful of your presence in our lives, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for bringing us safe and sound home, oh God, in your precious name, dear Lord. Oh God, Almighty One, we want to thank you, God, for renewing our faith. We want to thank you, God, for opportunities in this new day, God. We want to thank you, God, for safety through the night and into this glorious new day that you're bringing us, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for breaking generational curse, God. We want to thank you, God, that you are the author and the finisher, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, that you are the beginning, oh God, and the end, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for the right communications, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for money-making ideas, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for creativity, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for enlightenment and strength in our lives, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for increase, mighty one. We want to thank you, dear Lord, for the privilege of prayer, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for leading us into the path of righteousness, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for internet connections, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for peace in our homes, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for blessing our family and loved ones, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, dear Lord. And we want to thank you, God, for your will to continue to be in our lives, that we will move as you will have us to into our destiny and what you have us to do, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for letting us be prosperous, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for letting us be the head and not the tail, oh God. We want to thank you, Almighty One, for blessings, for being our strong tower, God. And we want to thank you, dear Lord, Almighty One, for daily walking with us in our lives each and every day. We want to thank you for balance, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for quietness and confidence and strength that come to all of us that wait on you, dear Lord. We want to thank you for laughter, oh God, in our lives, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that who form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned. Because when you arise, dear Lord, the enemy scatters, oh God. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among the princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he hath set the world upon them. Oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. In the Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord hath called. Hallelujah. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, showing mercy unto his anointed and to his seed forevermore. For thou art our hiding place, O God. Thou shalt preserve us from trouble. Thou shalt compass us about with songs of deliverance. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you shall restore our fortunes and have compassion upon us and gather us again from areas where we've been scattered and displaced. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that's present to heal even now. We thank you, Lord God, that you snuff out rebellion, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the iniquity and idolatry, because the people have rejected your word. You've rejected them. But we thank you, God, for restoration tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for healing tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and grace endure forever. We thank you, God, for we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in you, O God. Our delight is in your word. Our delight is in your glory. Our delight is in your presence. Our delight is seeking you. Our delight is in your law, and in your word we meditate day and night. And we're like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now. We bring forth our provision now. We bring forth the manifestation now in this season. Also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, for the prosperity that's manifesting even in the lives of your people even now. We thank you for the manifestation of the miracle. We thank you for the manifestation of healing, for the manifestation of new monies, new job, new position, elevation, expansion, real estate favor, debt cancellation, new automobiles, families restored, marriages restored, children
coming home, runaway children returning, abducted children being restored unharmed. Father God, we thank you for those that are incarcerated being freed, Lord God, and not only freed physically, but freed mentally, freed emotionally, freed psychologically, freed spiritually. We thank you for freedom. We thank you, Lord God, that death is swallowed up in victory. Sin is swallowed up in victory. Sickness is swallowed up in victory. We thank you that you wipe away the tears from off our faces, and the rebuke of your people shall you take away. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your angels are set up, have set up a circle of protection around us as we pray. We thank you, Lord, that in your presence is fullness of joy, and your name is a place of protection. Your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. We thank you for safe passage as we walk, and we tread on serpents. We tread on snakes and scorpions, and protection from every assault of the enemy. We thank you that we reroute every witch. We reroute every warlock, for you said you would not suffer a witch to live. And we destroy the works of their hands. We destroy and cancel every assignment. Every curse, we send it back 1,000-fold. Every spirit that's been released for infirmity, for sin, for rebellion, for confusion, we send it back 1,000-fold. My God, today we thank you, Lord God, for victory. You said from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And tonight we take it back, our victory. We take back any ground that's been lost. We take back any relationship that's been strained. We take back our family. We take back our marriages. We take back our mental health. We take back our physical health. We take back our real estate. We take back our credit scores. We take back, Lord God, our health and our wealth. We take back our peace. Hallelujah. We take it back in the name of Jesus. You're our rock, and you we trust. You're our shield and the horn of our salvation, our high tower and our refuge. We thank you that you save us from the violent man. You save us from wickedness. The blessings are upon our heads. We thank you, Lord, that you restore that which has been violently taken away, unjustly taken away. We thank you, Laboresha Karabasata. We thank you, Lord God, for unity and peace. We lift up the revival. We lift up Prophet Samson. We restore the virtue unto him. We restore his strength. Alabakashata. Fresh oil, let it pour upon him, God. Fresh revelation, let it pour upon him, God. New insight, sharpen his eyes as never before. And we reroute every enemy that would try to bring a counterattack against him. Any rebuttal, any backlash, demon, we curse it in the name of Jesus. And we cancel every assignment against the prophet and against his family. Lord God, we lift up our archbishop and our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and our first family, and we cover them in the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood that makes whole, the blood that protects, the blood that corrects, the blood that heals, the blood that repairs. We thank you, Lord God, the blood that delivers from every snare of the fowler. And the Urabukurabakasha, we thank you, Lord God, that 1,000 shall fall at that our side and 10,000 and our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we behold the reward of the wicked. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, for victory and breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. People of God, we're going to play this song, and I just want you for the next few minutes to worship. Amen.
Oh. altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of bread.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of bread.
I wanna seek your face, seek your face, Lord.
Amen. Lord, make me a house of prayer. I pray that that becomes your prayer, that the anointing of God will consume you to the point where you realize that you are prayer. Prayer is not something that you show up for or schedule, but you, each of you, are prayer. And may the prayer in your heart never burn out. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for being on the court. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Prophetess Joyce Hartley for the announcement.
Amen. 9 a.m. Eastern Time, the conference call. Join the Master Prophet Mondays through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, all things prophecology. You want to be there if you need to ask questions or want to know information. Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. An 8 p.m. conference call. Join Prophet Joshua Jordan in the company of prophets Monday through Friday. Amen. And don't forget to join us in prayer. Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Midnight Cry. Amen. Every night, 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Amen. You dial in the 515-604-9266. Amen. And don't forget to check your emails to see what Master Prophet sent on MP3. See what's the best seed to sow for today. And also join us as going on now, the Supernatural Manifestation Prophetic Revival. Amen. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday at 11 a.m. and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And also text to give. Amen. The number is 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. Don't forget the Pastor Deborah Jordan birthday. You can sow the 58 seed, 1,058, 158, triple 58, amen and amen. And don't forget, February the 23rd through the 26th, the birthing house, ladder rain, amen, prophecology. Amen. Back to you, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Thank you so much for that, Prophetess Joyce. Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness and your consistency. Amen. And supporting and helping us to strengthen the hands of our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and Prophetess Barbara. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Just getting home from Europe and amen, and still on the court, still faithful. Amen. Helping us to strengthen the hands of our leaders. Amen. And to stand in the gap for the people of God on behalf of our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Amen. And people of God, we just want to encourage you to sow a seed, amen, to strengthen and to help the ministry to expand its borders. Amen. Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah are called to globalize the prophetic, and as they continue to expand, amen, this prayer must expand. Amen. So we need your help. We need your support. Amen. Sow into what is sowing into you. Bless what is blessing you. Amen. And if you sow, you will grow. If you seed, you will stop the bleed. Amen. God bless you is my prayer. Have a wonderful Saturday. And if you are in the New York tri-state area, you want to get to that noon service. You do not want to not experience what God is doing through Prophet Samson Amateng. God bless you is our prayer.